Shir Peitas, Yom Aleph, Parshas Kisitza.
That's a Chris Zoktais was. Ein Nehmon. And the Sefer of the Mishnah state, B'ksav Yodom Yoitzim Imokim Acher, they're not believed. Frek Teisus Akash. Why they're not believed in the Sefer? Hoche Leke Lakshu Yelehem Nebe Migu, the Iboya Amri Puruo. Frek Teisus, so what if the Edim don't have a Migu? Because K'sav Yodom Yoitzim Imokim Acher. So they cannot Mekayim the Shtar is Mekuyim. But believe them that Anusi Moinu Machmas Nefoshes, the Migu that they could have said Perua. So they have a Migu, they could have said Perua. As Avi and Dereisha, you believe them because they have a Migu, that they will not be Mekayim the Shtar. So you write Eine Chanami in the Sefer, they don't have a Migu that they can't be Mekayim the Shtar. But is that Tzveita Migu? As a Migu that they could have said Perua. And Tesis answers three Terutzi. The cave and the mekuyim who have a migu b'mokim eidim ki the pirashnu. Val the shtar is mekuyim, and we explain, so mekuyim says that they're not anusim, they're not ktanim, they're not psule eidus. So it's an eidim, like Teisa said before, migu neged eidim, lo yamrina. Migu neged eidim, lo yamrina. So I saw in the Shita Mekubetzes as a kashe. We mentioned it b'teich advorim last week. Pasha that it's migu neged eidim. Tesis said before that it's migu neged eidim. Forget, Tesis was asking Akasha and the Reisha. How the Reisha work? It's toch migu neged eidim. So Tesis and the Sefer, I'm not asking you Akasha, because toch migu neged eidim. Ach, this was the whole Akasha, how it works in the Reisha. Was a whole shtikl teire that lechoshiv kiyum klal. This was the whole shtikl teire of the first Tesis. Now Tesis says, and don't ask me that I have a migu for what? It's toch migu neged eidim? So we mentioned already once that could be that this whole yesoid that is called Migne Gedeidim is a chiddush of Tesfus. That Shtar is considered Eidim, Avad is a stome, but to say that the Shtar is Nishkin Shtar is considered Neged Eidim, Avad is a chiddush. Avad is a chiddush. Avad it's a chidush. Till Tesis had to bring a raya from Yutesim Udbeis that it's called Trei V'Trei. And we explain that it's called Migu Neged Eidim is a chidush of Tesis. Avad the shtar is giboit that mistome denat anusim. The shtar is giboit that mistome denat ktanim. Or that has a koyach of Eidim. So Tesis, as they state in Yutesim Udbeis, that it's mamish a Trei V'Trei. So Avad it's a yesoid of Tesis. No. So Tesis is allowed to repeat and say, oh, but I'm asking you a kasha perua, and I'm using the yesoid that I said before that it's migu neged eidim. Kenzai, balabatish. Avad it's a poshet that it's migu neged eidim. Teisa said it before. Aber it's a chidush. Not only that, Ari Teisa here is offering tumah mehalchim. Kilu that it's not so poshet Teisa's that is a problem of migu neged eidim. If it's so poshet that it's migu neged eidim, it's no mokim to a kasha v'shalom al Yisrael. If Tesis here is busy handling, if it's Yodan Nisht, so Balabatish Kilu Avada, he was miyasad it before, and we explained Archove in the first Shiurim that the Shtarei doesn't say that the Ketanim, Chaim was Mechadish, Medina Hashtar, Medina Eilus, but the Shtikl Teire. But Svore Pshuta, it's not clear that it's Mamish against Eidim. The Svore Pshuta could have said, that is a stomach. How you know the shtar is a shtar? Mistomeh behechsher nase. But if someone gets up and says the shtar never started, who said it's a eidim? Who said it considered me like an eidim? Okay, Tesis had a raya. So it's a chiddush of Tesis and Tesis. But I found Baruch Hashem as the Shita Mekubetzes is Frank the Kasha. Shita Mekubetzes is Frank the Kasha. And he's asking, how Tesis could ask the Kashi, he already spoke out. And the Shita Mekubetzes says, as I said, about it. It's a lot of lomdus cooking around. I'm saying the vote that he says. He says like this. Tesis was mechadish in the reisha that it's migu neged edim. Tesis had a tzad that here it will not be a migu neged edim. And he says, b'shem de kuntreisim. He means b'shem de kuntreisim. He says like this. In the first tesis, what was the migu? They will not be mekayim the shtar. If they will not be mekayim the shtar will not be edim. Now the shtar is mekuyim, so it's edim. Just they say, k'tanim ve'anusim. Oh, but the koyachatayne is that if we will not be mekayim the shtar will not be a shtar. So tell you, but it's migu neged edim. Lemaisa, now you're against the shtar. So today, after you're mekayim the shtar, lemaisa, the koyachatayne doesn't exist anymore. Now it's a shtar mekuyim. Now it's edim. What is my migu? A person comes into the base and I have a migu, I could have killed the edim. But you didn't kill the edim. Now you have edim and you made again. What is your koyachatayne? I could have what? I could have not mekayim the shtar. But lemaisa, after you mekayim the shtar, we explain the kechatayne doesn't exist. We explained ready for Rebbe Elchanan. And a normal migu kechatayne, I could have said porati, I said mezuyev. But I weiter could say porati. I didn't kill my koyach to say porati. I say mezuyev, I bichal don't owe you money. But I have in my pocket the koyach to say porati. So I want, believe me, what? That I could say that ktanim, the migu that I will not be mekayim the shtar. But now that the shtar is mekuyim, you don't have a migu. So migu neged edim chay gavne lo yamrine. Over here, if you would say perua, it would work against the edim or not? The perua against the shtar would work? Yeah? If you would say perua, you would be believed. If you would say perua, you would be believed. So you have a koyach to handle, to get a, these edim, you have a koyach to move away from the edim and to work it out. So because hatayne, I could be nema now also. As biru rava, the migu neged edim doesn't help. So b'meila, you're right. And this is the side of thesis. So, but you're missing the biru. On that biru, migu doesn't work. But thesis had a tzad that the reason the migu doesn't work naked edim in the first thesis is, avad, as biru, Rabbi Chalon says, alamol, a raya more from edim you can't have. I'm not a liar, believe me. I want to believe you, but edim say you're a liar. I can't believe you. A biru against edim doesn't help. Migu biru never works naked edim. But migu kechatayne says, but tachtis geret, kechatayne I can take it. So give me now it also. So before, I don't have today the Koyach HaTayne. Because after I was Mekayim the Shtar, I lost the Koyach HaTayne. Masha'enken beporua, I thought I could say porua. Lamazog, now I say Anusim Ktanim. I thought I could say, but the guy paid. I thought I could say Eidus that the guy gave the money. The porua stays, I have the Koyach HaTayne. So even now that I'm fighting with a Shtar, I have in my pocket something that I could just throw it and the Shtar will be useless. Because I would say porati. So I have a Koyach HaTayne to win a Shtar. Zogtesis, even so, it doesn't work. Why? The Teretz says, Migu neged edim, even kechatayne doesn't work against edim. But this was the Tosefes Chidush in this Tosefes. I don't think in this Kuntreisim is a different way to learn Chutz from say the Lomdus of Rebbe Elchanan of kechatayne. So Tosefes Rebbe Elchanan didn't bring down the Shita Mekubetzes. And again, could be a Kuntreisim Tosefes Balabatish. He's just repeating himself because it's a Chidush that Shtar is considered edim. This is the first teretz of thesis. Let me get to the second teretz. Why he's not neman to say? We speak about the seife. Anusi machmas nefoshes. Ah, he has the migu. He could have said porua. Void. The choizrim umagidim him. The kevin shehigid shuven choizer umagid. So Avad thesis is going to finish Basra. If thesis says the words, void kevin shechoizrim umagidim him. So they don't have a migu. So we mentioned frekt Rab Kiva Eiger Eisen Ekashe. Rabbi Elchanan explains it in Basra, like we said. Rab Kiva Eiger understood why is the yesod of Kevin Shigit Shemenachoizer Umagid. A person can say Eidus twice. You have a chance once and not a second time. So a person cannot say Eidus again. Zogt Rab Kiva Eiger. So what thesis is asking? You're right that the safe is Kevin Shigit Shemin Chayzer Umagid, but the Eidim have a Migu, they could have said Perua. So believe them that the Ktanim Ve'anusim Machmas Nefoshes, believe them Anusim Machmas Nefoshes, the Migu that they could have said Perua. So Tesis, they can't say Anusim Machmas Nefoshes, the Chayzer Umagid. Frekt Rab Kiva Eiger, so what if it's Chayzer Umagid? He's not trying to be Neman Midin Eidus. He's trying to be Neman Midin Migu, that he could have said Porati. So the first time it's Mugen Eged Eidim. V'oit Chayzer U'magid. What's in the Shaykh to Chayzer U'magid? Chayzer U'magid is a Chisong Bil Chis Eidus, fact, Rabbi Givei Eger. A person can't say Eidus twice. He said one thing, he can't say Fakert. But he is not coming to say Mitzal Eidus. You don't listen to me. But I have a Migu. As Evi Abal Dover has a Migu, I have a Migu. So believe me, the Migu. This is Taisus Iskasha. So fact, Rabbi Givei Eger, what are the second tenets of Taisus? We mentioned, Zoktem Reb Shleime Eger. I don't understand what Reb Kivei Eger wants. We learned she came in Shigit Shevin Chayzer Umagid is not the pshat that a person has one chance to say Eidus. A person, we take his first words, and by him he has to stick to his first words. A person doesn't have an emunus to say something else from what he said. Saif is saying it Bilchis Eidus, Saif is saying it Betoyim Venita, and Saif is saying it Bemigu. The koyach of a person is the first say. But maybe even Bemigu he doesn't have a koyach to be Chayzer Umagid. On Parshas Eidus, he wants to be believed that Anusi Bachman Nefoshes Bemigu, the Porati, we tell him, but you said before you signed the Shtar. Signing the Shtar means that everything is okay. We can't believe you Bemigu, then Anusi. And here's the Machlekes that we said from Rabbi Kivei Eger and Rabbi Shleime Eger. Rabbi Kivei Eger learned that Chayzer Umagid is a Chisom Bil Chis Eidus. You have a chance once, you don't have a chance twice. I'm not coming Bilchis Eidus. I want him to believe Bilchis Migu. Why you can't believe Bilchis Migu? And the answer is, Zoktem Kivei Eger, Alchu, I could be believed, but the taste is a shver. Zoktem Reb Shleime Eger, I'm saying a yesoid. The Mokim Chayzer Magid Migu doesn't help. The Shach Pasmut is yesoid. The Mokim Chayzer Magid, even if a person does not want to be Nehmer Bilchis Eidus, he can't be Nehmer Bilchis Migu. The Mele Zer Gishmak, the second terrace of Tasteless. Avada, we could make Cheshbein Esmar Reb Kivei Eger did not want to answer like Reb Shleime Eger. But he did not want. And maybe the Cheshbeinus, Muchach in the Sugya, that Teisa doesn't hold like Reb Shleime Eger. I want to skip now the Cheshbeinus. Let me get to the Teichen Advoi. So Reb Kivei Eger named Zachon that Bemokim Migu, a person could be Chayzer Umagid. But mainly he has a Kasha and Teisvitz. Zogt Reb Kivei Eger, he wants to raise the word Ve'oid. Ve'kulu Chodet Teretzu. You read the tesis like this. V'yeshloima waiden ad nemo b'migu de porati sh'migu neged eidim lo yamrinen. And v'keivan sh'choizrim u'magidim. Zog Rav Kivei Eger, I want to listen good. The pshat alein for Rav Kivei Eger is poshet. But we'll see later in the cheshboines a big zog in this Rav Kivei Eger. Cases as the Kasha believe them when they say anusim machmas nefoshes, even though they cannot be choizrim u'magid, but believe them b'migu. They could have said porati. So believe them, Bemigu de Porati, that Anusim Ahmas Nefoshes. So Taisus, but the Shtar says, Nishtazei, Migu Negedeidim. Taisus just is reminding people that forgot. So you're right that it's a Migu Negedeidim. But Lechure, the Eidim now, when the Choyzer Umagid, there are two Eidim that saying that it's Anusim Ahmas Nefoshes. So now you have two Eidim that saying Anusim Ahmas Nefoshes. So again, the Shtar says they're not Anusi. They're saying they are Anusi. And they have a Migu. Maybe Migu Neged Eidim doesn't help. Stop. But when you have two Eidim to Messiah the Migu, maybe the Migu will win. This was Taisus Kasha. Taisus said, I know. I'm asking you a Kasha in the Sefer, why you not believe the Migu de Paraiti? What I'm answering you, Migu Neged Eidim. But I have Miyad Shver, even that it's Migu Neged Eidim, you're right that it's a Migu Neged Eidim. But now we have two Eidim that say, also Anusim Machmas Nefoshes. So add these two Eidim, plus the Migu, against the first Eidim. So Tesis, this is Poshet. They can't say now Eidus. Kevin Shehigit, Shuvin Achayzer Umagit. So you don't have Eidus. Taisus just is speaking out the cheshbon. It's a midnight, and the ratio that they say in Rishon. Taisus, this. I'm going now on the sefer. Anusim machmas nefoshes. Why did not believe in migu de poraiti? It's migu neged eidim. I was still noch eidim. So they say, yeah, but this is what the Gemara says. Came and shigit shivin achayzer umagid. Some ask, it's so poshut. Why Taisus to speak it out? No, I want Nachman, you answer. Why is not so poshut? Why Taisus to speak it out? I mean, this is what is not gishmak in Rabbi Kivei Eger. It's the chalef base. Taisa is a kash, believe him, a migre poraiti, so then migre get aidim. I, but two aidim saying now, and Nusi Machmas Nefoshes, so Taisa, yeah, but that two aidim, Skevish Gishreza Magi. As they learned Rav Kiva Eger. So some people ask, but it's a Poshet, why Taisa has to speak it out? But the answer is problematic. The Dibur HaMasril of Taisa is on the Mishnah before we learn the Gemara of Chayza Magi. We are learning the Suya, we know it's so close, it sounds so Poshet, so we don't have to say it even. But when you learn the Mishnah, Taisus is starting the Mishnah. And he's wondering, Pshat in the Sefer, why they don't have a Migu? He says, Migu neged Eidim. Oh, but the Eidim are saying now that it's Anusim. Taratis, Kevin Shigar, Shemachai Zerom Magid. Taisus jumped in Maskara. Monav Shal, is not Shver anyways. Because Anusim has the first thing that he believed. And Mach Masmah and Eidim is Masmah Roshah. So you don't have Eidim. So Taisus is speaking out why the Mishnah doesn't have a Migu. Why the Mishnah doesn't have a Migu? Migu de Poraiti. And I want to explain maybe Balabatish even more. It's not stam that Taisus Krichtach, what with Migu? And when someone reads the Mishnah, he starts. Why in the Reisha they believed? If you don't know Taisus, why in the Reisha you believed? Well, why you believed in the Reisha? Engsav Yodim Yetzin Gemacher. What? So they have a Migu. No, so the Sefer they also have a Migu, Migu de Poraiti. When you read the Mishnah on Sugya de Gemore, the Reisha, why they believe they have a Migu? No, the Sefer also have a Migu. Mind if Kimino Migu de Poratim Migu that they were not Mekayim the Shtar? Beit is a Migu. Taisus is learning a Mishnah Kipshuta. The Reisha is Midin Migu. No, and what's with the Sefer is also a Migu? Migu neged Eidim. I have as Eidim with that, and the Gemara will explain it. Then it's Chayzer Omagit. This is the way Rabbi Kiva Eger learned the Taisus. To be Matim to Pshat, the Rabbi Kiva Eger is Mahalach. Voi, the third Eretz. The b'shtei eidim lo yamrin en migu. But you saw it. In two eidim you don't say migu. Ay, b'reish en ne'emonim. Mishum di bo yeshosak. Again, just first, b'pshat. It's time to learn to be close to the pshat. This is bothering Taisus. The reish is a migu, the seif is no migu. What is the difference? So one teretz is migu neged eidim. The seif is neged eidim. The reish is not migu neged eidim like the first teretz. Second teretz is Chayzer Magid, Lefi the Reb Shlomo Eger, and the Sefer you can't have Migu, the Reisha you're not a Chayzer Magid. Lefi Eir Pshat, because the Shtar is not Mekuyim, and the Reisha you're Nema. And the Reisha you're Nema. Now this is not the Teretz. And two Eidim you don't say Migu. Oh, you saw it. The Taka, the Mishnah is very Shver. The only way to answer this Mishnah is that with two Eidim you don't say Migu. Aye, so why in the Reisha you say Migu? Are the Reisha is a Migu. Here's the taste that we saw, that we can't learn like Pshutah, like Reb Chaim, that the Shtar is not Mekuyim. Taste learned that the Mishnah is a Migu. So the taste is, Ubereish ne'emoni mishum de'ibo yashaske. So the Shach brings down two Pshotim and Teisvets. It's very wichtig to the Hemshech HaChashben. Here in the Gemara it's very poshut. First Pshat, the Shach is mitzayin to Teisvets Yutesa Mutbeis. Teisvets says, why by two Eidim you don't say Migu? She'en yoideya mashabelev chaveiroi. Tezu amaschil ve'im ksav yodam yoytze. The b'shteidim le'shayich migud einechod yodeh ma'ashe b'leiv chaveiroi. The Shach brings down from the Merash Mikanun. The Rash Mikanun explains how two people could have a migu. What is a migu? If I'm a liar, I would say something else. I'm scared to say something else. Why? I would say mizuyif. They will ask me, I'll say the Moshul Porati. They will ask him what day? I'll say Sunday. What hour? That book we didn't plan together. I'll get stuck. One person, they will ask me questions, I will make up. If I didn't think about it, I'll make up. I'm the plat. I'll make up. I'll say Porati. What is the meaning? I can say Porati. They'll come in Porati. They'll ask what kind of coins it was. Oh, that we didn't think about. What hand he gave it? He had a suit on when he gave the money. He didn't have a suit on. I mean, all of those questions that the Dayanim could ask. We can't plan. A sheker, you can't plan. So, Mele betray Eidim lo yamrin en migu. This is the Teretz of Taisus. So why in the ratio you say migu? To keep quiet is no problem. We together decide to keep quiet. We just don't come to Basin. We decided we're going away. We're not coming to Basin. We could plan it together. It's very easy to plan. Not to talk, you plan together. We just don't know the handwriting of Vizel. So Migudu Beishaske, you could plan the two people. This is the Rashmi Kanon. What? Avada, we speak on the side we're liars. The side that we're liars, we could plan that to come. When I speak on the side that we're tzaddikim. Believe me that I'm saying the truth, because if I'm a liar, I would plan together not to come. So Nochum is asking a kasha, it's the famous kasha and the Rashmi Kanun. So one of the, but I don't want to go into the kasha, I'll just tell you the kasha. I'm sure everyone will yell this kasha. Again, so the first pshat of the shach is that why Migu de Porati is not a good Migu? We can't plan together. We can't plan together to say Porati. We're scared. To plan together to be quiet is easy. So believe me that I'm saying the truth. How you can believe that I'm saying the truth? Because if I'm a liar, I would say Porati. No, you didn't say Porati, you were scared to plan it together. But Schengen, believe me that I'm not a liar, that when I'm saying Anusim, because if not, we would keep quiet, then we could plan together. He's asking, if people can't plan together, and we're nervous to plan together, so how we came and said Anusim? We were not scared to come plan together to say Anusim? So we are planning. The Shach brings down a second pshat, and he says that the Dvor of this is the MS of pshat. And as I stated in the Ran and the Futes, two people can never plan, even to be quiet. You don't plan with another person. So why Migu de Boishaski works? He says, very good, I don't have to plan with another person. If I'm a liar, keep quiet on your own. I don't have to plan it with another person. If I'm a liar, I just don't remember how it looks. I don't have to have a plan with someone else. If I'm a liar, I would say I don't remember the handwriting, and you will not have a shtar. Without me saying that it's good, you don't have a shtar. So you don't need two people for that. One person is enough. Again, two mehalchim. The first mehalach is by two people you don't have a migu, they can't plan. They only could plan to keep quiet. But they can't plan together to lie. Mashiach in the second teretz is, you don't need two people for quiet. For quiet is enough that if I would not be Mekayim the Shtar, you don't have a Shtar. Zot Rab Kivya Ege, what is the Nafkemine? What is Nafkemine between the two Pshatim? No, Pashto Nafkemine. What if his three Eidim come and say, Zeksav Yodom? Aval Anusim Oyinu. If it's that quiet three people could plan together, they have a migu. So they could say Ksav Yodei No, Ksav Yodom Aval Anusim. But if it's mitzah that one person will keep quiet, here if one person will keep quiet, it will not help. No, but the whole cheshbon is that a person cannot plan. Aba on his own, he has a plan. If I would be a liar, I would keep quiet, and mamela, you would lose the money. If one person will keep quiet, it will not help. These are the two mehalchim of the shach. Again, the shach himself says that he's noited to the second pshat. The Welt wants to learn the first pshat. Be'ezus Hashem, in the next days we see him, the tumim hot cheshboines to mechiach minei vebei how tesis him in our sugi holds. Forget, the shach says that in our tesis he wants to learn like the second mehalach. Especially because Tesis doesn't say Arichis that two people can't plan a sheker. He says the words of Tesis is mashma that the Eidim you don't say, but Migu de Beishaske you could say. We'll see later the Rishonim and the Hemshech HaSugya will answer a whole different talent. That the Eidim Bichlal you can't say Migu. Migu le'edim lo yamrinen. Tesis doesn't want to say it, because Tesis learns that the Reisha is working with Migu. We'll see, Rishoni will answer that Migu le'edim bichlal lo yamrinen. Tesis, the Val is not saying it, because by Tesis it's posher that the Reisha of the Mishnah is working with Migu. So steht the klar in Tesis. Doesn't say, stam, the betray edim lo yamrinen Migu v'zel. Are we have a Reisha? No, he answers, the Reisha is Migu de Bereshaski. It's a better Migu. Or the first Hezbah, or the second Hezbah. We'll have to answer later, the Rishonim that hold that you don't say Migu, how they will answer. Now, Lamezen, the next Tesis. Loishonu she'omru anusim o'inu machmas moment. It's a small Tesis. But I think all you say the state in this Tesvus. But let me help you on the Tesvus. We're going now to Lishne Kame. Right? The first Tesvus went even to Maskone. Now Tesvus is starting with Lishne Kame. Lishne Kame is learning Pshat in the Mishneh. And the Reisha, you name on everything. And the Reisha, you name on everything. And in the Sefer, you name on what stated in the Mishnah that you're not name on, it's only Anusi Machmas Momen. But Machmas Nefoshes, you name on. So Lishne Kame learns in the Sefer, what state are Ein Elu Nehemonim, Loishonu Elo Machmas Momen. But Machmas Nefoshes, you name on in the Sefer. So if we take the list of the Mishnah, Aedim Shavu Ksav Yodeinu, Aval Anusim Ktanu Psuleinu Sainu, and the Reisha de Nehemon. And the Sefer, Ein Elu Nehemonim. Zok Lishne Kame, only Machmas Momen did not believe. But Machmas Nefoshes, they believed. Machmas Nefoshes, they believed. Hazei halt lishne kame. Now I want to ask you a question. Lefi lishne kame, and the reisha you believe to say, Anusi Machmas Momen, Nefoshes, Ktanim, Psuleidus, Bemigu, you believe in everything. The Seif, Ksav Yodom, Yoitze, Mimokim Acher, Val, Ksav Yodom, Yoitze, Mimokim Acher, Bemele, you not believe to see, you don't have a migu. But if you say, Anusi Moinu Machmas Nefoshes, they have a koach to be choizer and magid. If they have a koach to be choizer and magid, so why you can't say Anusi Machmas Momen? Why in the Reisha you can't, in the Lefil Lishne Kame, why in the Sefer you cannot say Anusi Machmas Momen? Again, in the Reisha you never to say Machmas Momen, Ktanim ve Anusim. Why you have a migu? In the Sefer you don't have a migu, so you're not Nemot. But why you never to say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes? Because you have a koyach to be choizer and magid. So why you can't say Anusi Machmas Momen? Wash. Zog Teisves. Deloy mehemni, mishum deloy mashvi nafshayu reshoim. And now Tesis is asking a very, very shvera zach. But why they can't say Ktanim u'psuleidu sohinu? Are a person could be choizer u'magid. So Machmas Momen they can't say because ain't not the Meisim Atzmei Rosho. But why they can't say Ktanim o'inu u'psuleidu sohinu? Lefi Mishne Kame. And the Sefer, you could be choizer u'magid b'shtar. You never to say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes against the Shtar. So why you not never to say Ktani Moinu Psuleinu Seinu? Machmas Momen, you can't say Eidus that you are Rosha. But Ktanim, you don't become a Rosha. A little kid signs, he becomes a Rosha. No, he becomes a Rosha. A little kid. But you want him a little kid. A little kid. Why Anusi Machmas Nefoshes? Why you did it? I want to kill me. What's coming on? I was a little kid. I didn't know. So why not never to say? I stabbed when I was a little kid. Psuleidus is this topic. But Ktani for sure. I was a little kid and I signed. I didn't know you're not allowed to sign. So Bishleim Lishne Basre, when the Sefer you're not Choyzer or Magid. And the Reisha, you name it Migu, everything is good. But Lefi Lishne Kame, the Reisha Migu is good. The Sefer, Machmas Nefoshes, you name it, you could be Choyzer or Magid. Machmas Momen, you can because ain't no the Meisim Atzmei Rosho, Pseidah. But why you can't say Ktali Mayinu? And for Tesvis. Mishum de Malve Meida Gdai Kede Amrinen Besamuch. This is the first two lines. Gmori Kede Rishlokish Malve Gufe Mikore Meida Gdai Uniznan Machtim Ktanim Kede Rishlokish Chazok Yen Chosim Al Ashtar Elim Kenase Begodl. As a Chazok. These are the words of Tesvis. Frekt Rab Kiva Eiger, and here Rabbi Yisrael will start. Let me get in Reb Tzachon, the Oymek of the Tesvus. So the Gemara didn't take care of it. She only took care of Lishne Kame, the Reisha, everything is Migu. The Sefer Machmas Nefoshes, you could be Choyzer Umagid. Machmas Momen, Ein Meisim Atzmei Rosho. Fregen Al Rishonim, and Beroishom Tesvus. But why you can't say Lefi Lishne Kame, you could be Choyzer Umagid, say Ktanim Oyinu. What is the difference if you say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, or you say Ktanim? What's that for Tesvus? What? Chazoke? What Chazoke? Frekt Rab Kiva Eiger! aber es Eidim against the Chazaka. We're going now to Mando Omar, you could be Choyzer Omagid. So you have two Eidim against the Chazaka. We'll start. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is learning that when there's no mute of Choyzer Omagid on the mute, or Beshtar, and the Tzadik could be Choyzer Omagid, you become two Eidim. This is the words of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. We had this Chakira. Lo Yetzir is no mute, she came and she gets you in a Choyzer Omagid. A b'shtar that is no chisorin of kevin shigitshu in a chayzer umagid. So you have a koyach of eidus. Reb Akiva Eiger learns it's at least like two eidim. So it's two eidim against the chazaka. So why I can't? Why I can't say k'tani moyinu? But I have eidim. As maybe I'm saying anusi machmas nefoshes. I have eidim against the shtar. It's trei v'trei. I have a koyach to be chayzer umagid. So what are you answering me, chazaka? What? We'll get to the gemara. I have a eidim. I'm saying now k'tanim ha'inu lelishnekame. So you know, I have eidim, and now I'm saying k'tanim ha'inu. So I'm saying eidus that I was k'tanim. So what if it's a chazaka? But I have eidus. אז אי פרק רב גבייגה. צריך רב גבייגה, ואולי דחזוקה is like תרי. צריך רב גבייגה, אבל יש תרי ותרי. יש תרי ותרי. Even if דחזוקה is like עדים, יש תרי ותרי. And בתרי ותרי, נהלוך is, they're not נאמונים. אבל you don't hear the star. Trei v'trei, the Gemara calls it if you test them with beis ne'emonim. He meant, so l'chure, Frank Rav Gveiger, why they're not ne'emon against the chazoke? And if the chazoke is like Eidim, is it trei v'trei? Is it trei v'trei? Gveiger is mesupik, if the chazoke is mamash like Eidim or not, going back to the first part of the sugya that we cleared, how stark is the chazoke? So Kveg says, even if the chazoke is v'ulai, the chazoke is like trei, and it's trei v'trei. So Kveg is mesupik here. Maybe you could be chayzer umagid, it's eidus against the chazoke. Maybe the chazoke is like eidim, so it's a trei v'trei. So we'll start. Kumt the Chemda Shloime. The Chemda Shloime learns like this. The Chemda Shloime says, Avade, Chemda Shloime says, I'm learning like the Afloe, like the Bis Yankev, that even when a person can be Chayzer Umagid, it's Trei V'Trei. So, Be'etzem, when these people come back and say, K'tanim Oyinu, the Shtar says they're not K'tanim, and they say that they are K'tanim. It's Trei V'Trei. Not the Chazoke. The Shtar says that the K'tanim, they're not ktanim, and they say that they're ktanim. The shtar said not anusim, they said anusim. The shtar says not psuleidus, they say yes psuleidus. So trei v'trei. So trei v'trei. Zog dechem da shleima yesorit. What you do when you have trei v'trei? You don't know what to do. You go basar chazoke. The shtar says they're not ktanim. They say the ktanim. The chazok is machriya that they're not ktanim. So again, in the sefer we're going to lishnekame. They could be chayzer and magid. So anusim machmas nefoshes, we believe them. The chayzer and magid. Anusim machmas the ktanim oyinu. So the shtar says that they're not ktanim. They say that they are ktanim. Is a trei v'trei. Is a chazok that is machriya b'mokin trei v'trei. I'm not using the chazok advice. The stars is eidim. Again. I'm not using the chazok. I'm using the star as eidim like we learned in the first Eisvus. The star is eidim that they're not ktanim. Now they say we are ktanim. So trei v'trei. Now we have a chazok. The chazok says that they're not ktanim. So it wins the eidim. So the Chavdash Shleimer wants to be Moitzi from the Stasis. There's no different way to learn the Tasis. Again, the Sefer state, Machmas Nefoshes, they believe. Machmas Ktanim, they not believe. Frek Tasis, why? And for Tasis Ateretz, is a Chazoke, Frek Rab Kiveiger. So what? But we have Eidim against the Chazoke. Zog the Chavdash Shleimer, the Pshat is a Zay. The Shtar is two Eidim. They are two Eidim. The Chazok is Machrian between the two Eidim. Zog the Welt, that's what Poshut just answered the answer of Rabbi Kiveiger. First, Rabbi Kiveiger in Tshuva, famous Tshuva, Kufla Medvav, clears every Trey V'Trey, you go Basar Chazok or not? And Rabbi Kiveiger learns, it's a famous Tshuva of Rabbi Kiveiger, he says it doesn't make sense. What if you have 100 Eidim against two? Trey Kemer. 1,000 against two, three kemer. 1,000 against two, three kemer. Three kemer. 1,000,000 against two, three kemer. So what helps if you have another chazok, another raya? Three kemer. What is the difference? What is weighing? Zot Rav Kiveiger doesn't make a difference what you add. Against 80, you can add everything in the world, will never pile up. What will help, he says, chazok that is anoge. Chazok that is meikore. Trei v'trei, cheskes avese, cheskes kashrus. Ha'anoge, b'mokim that I don't know what to do, I go b'asar ha'anoge. Aber chazoke v'biru can help. He speaks about Adam Piratuch Zmanoi, b'trei v'trei. Says chazoke v'biru will never help. Chazoke v'biru could never help. Why chazoke v'biru can never help? So here l'chutz chazoke v'biru. So it doesn't help. Lai trei v'trei. Taisa says they not believe because they're against the Chazoke. What? No, only Anoge, not Biru. Chazoke the Misvore is not better from two Eidim, Zokab Kiveiger. But the Welt has a better cash after the Chemda Shloime. The Breisend of Yutesa Mutbeis. Shtar Mikuyom. And two Eidim come and say, Ktanim Oyu Psulo Eidus. What is the Aloche? And two Eidim come and say, Ktanim oyu, psul Eidu soyu. The Braise state, Yutesa Mutbeis. Tonu Rabbon, Shtayim achsum al ashtar, v'meisu v'bo, Shtayim in ashuk v'omru. Im ksav yodim yoytzim v'mokimacher, the Gemara says, it's trei v'trei. Why it's trei v'trei? Let the chazoket to be machriya, like the first Eidim. Shtar yodim yoytzim v'mokimacher. And two Eidim come and say, Ktanim v'anusim. The Gemara says, it's trei v'trei. Not the same Eidim. Two different Eidim. If we say, this Eidim Chemda Shleime, why is trei v'trei? The Shtar says, they're not Ktanim. Two Eidim say that they're Ktanim. Let the Chazok et Machriya. Like the first, like the Shtar. The Teretz says, the Chazok can be Machriya. So we're back to Shver. So let me get another. So the first mahalach we're learning in Tesvis that the Yisoid of Chayzer Umagid is that is 280 now against the Shtar. Frank Tesvis, so why do not believe? Why only Mahmas Nefoshes they believe? Why against Ktanim do not believe? So Tesvis is a Chazoke. Frank Rab Kiveiger. But what helps a Chazoke? You have 80 against the Chazoke. And Memokim Trey Betrey, the Chazoke can be Machriya. The Mokim Trey V'Trey, the Chazoke can be Machriya. So the Welt wants to say, maybe Bezeh Nusach. Avada B'Mokim Trey V'Trey, and if you test, Chazoke can be Machriya. Here, you really have Trey V'Trey. You really have Trey V'Trey. The Shtar says that it's okay. Who is the Eidim of the Shtar? They side. And they're saying that they were Ktanim. They're for sure lying one time. It's a trei v'trei, but it's not a real trei v'trei. It's themselves against themselves. Every trei v'trei, every two Eidim say, we good, don't bring a chazoke against us. We good, don't bring a chazoke against us. Here, while it's the same people, is it said that the chazoke can be machriya, what part of the same people to listen to? A minute. This is the taste fest, the way the Chemda Shleimer and Rab Kiveiger understood it. Comes the Divrei Yecheskel and says, even if we will answer this teretz, that the Chazoke could be Machriya, it's only good if we learn that when a person could be Chayzer or Magid, it's Trei V'Trei. But if we learn, we're going back to the Chakira like we said from the Maharam Shif. Again, and here's the Makan to be Maimed the Chakira. We clear. Kevon Shehigim Tshuv Eina Choyzer Umagid. On the Gzera Sakosuv. On the Beshtar Lelish Nekame. We said the Bisyankiv learns, so you could be Choyzer Umagid, and then what? Moshe, and then what? Then it's a Trey V'Trey. Then it's a Trey V'Trey. Then it's a Trey V'Trey. Gzera Sakosuv, you can't be Choyzer Umagid. But on the Gzera Sakosuv, will be trei v'trei. But the Maharam Shif learns, on the Gzeras HaKosov, what you would do? You would raise the first Eidus. So now, if you choizer in Magid, it's no more Eidus that you are not Ktanim. So what you left with? Eidus that you're not Ktanim, and Chazoke that you are Ktanim. I'm sorry. Eidus that you are Ktanim, and a Chazoke that you're not Ktanim. So we have back to Rabbi Kiveigas Kash, Zog Divi Yecheskel again. If we're learning that on the mute of the Gzeras HaKosuv, or the Beshtar, that a person could be Choyzer Umagid, so you raise the first Eidus. So you only have the second Eidus. So what is Teisus Teretz? Well, what is second Teisus Teretz? Teisus is asking a kasha. Let them to be Choyzer Umagid and say Ktani Moyinu. Let them to be Choyzer Umagid and say Ktani Moyinu. And for Teisus, why you can't say Ktani Mayinu? Because it's a Chazoke. I'm aiding now. I'm aiding against the Chazoke. So why I'm not believed? And I want to make it clear, it's a whole tumult. I'll try to make it very clear. I'll divide the Divya Cheskel's question into two kashas. One kasha is, even without aiding, I raised the first Eidus. So there's nothing left. So how you can be given with a shtar? I was choyzer. The v'yecheskel is mechazik is kasha. And now it's aiding. Now I'm saying ktanim oyinu. So what is the teretz? I'm against a chazoke. First, even if I'm not aiding, but there is no aiding. So what happens to the chazoke? So what happens to the chazoke? Then you could say maybe the chazoke is like aiding. So the v'yecheskel is asking a double kasha. If Choyzer Umagid is like the way Rabbi Kivi Eiger put it, like the way the Chemda Shloime put it, so they were asking why we can't say now that they were Ktanim. So the Shtar says not, but we say yes, Chazoke. So what? But I have Eidus against the Chazoke. This is what they're busy with. And the answer, Mokim Trei V'Trei, the Chazoke will Machir like the first one. Right? This was the first Mahalach. Zog the Divri Yecheskel, but if you learn like the Maharam Shif, if you learn like the Maharam Shif as what? That because of a maggot, you raise the first Eidus. So you only have the second Eidus. So I'm asking double. First, stop. If I'm choizer for my first Eidus, there's no Eidus here. And second of all, Val is no Eidus. Aid him against Chazoke, for sure I have to win. So I want to remind me the two Chalokim of the Kashe. We're asking a kasha lelishne basra why they can't say they're the ktanim oyinu. Zogteisus is a chazoke that they're not ktanim. Frank the Divrei Yecheskel, choizer umagid is I'm taking back my eidus. So if I'm taking back my eidus, there's no more eidus here. So now I'm an aid that I was a cotton. So I'm an aid against the chazoke. And we'll explain the kasha is boy the two parts. First, before I'm an aid, it's no more from the first eidus. If it's no more from the first eidus, how you could collect with a shtar? And more from that, I'm an aid against the chazoke. Hello? So I want to divide it. The first part is not enough to ask, because even if you say that I'm no more aid, but it's a chazoke. Right? Chazoke maybe is like aiding, maybe chazoke could be moitzi mamet. Maybe chazoke could be moitzi mamet. So the Iker Kasha that Divrei Yecheskel is, the Iker Kasha that Divrei Yecheskel is not only the Pshat, Val is no more Eidus, but it's a Chazoke. But the Divrei Yecheskel is asking, Val is no more Eidus, so we left only with Chazoke. If we left only with Chazoke, I have now Eidim. Chazoke, that person is not Machtim Ktanim. Chazoke. Shtar, Chazoke. Chazoke that Malve made Agdari. But I have Eidim against it. Eidim that are Ktanim. Again, the Rabbi Kiveidach and the Shleimi, all of them went with a different Anoche. The Eidus of yesterday is there. The Isaac Asher have Eidus now. And then we have Eidus now. No. Eidus, three for three. The Bochim Chazoke. If there's no more Eidus from yesterday, if there's no more Eidus from yesterday, so I'm left with what? With the Eidus of now. Against the Chazoke. You're right, Chazoke could be Moitzi Momen. But I have Eidus against the Chazoke. If I have Eidus against the Chazoke. If I have Eidus against the Chazoke. So the Vicheskel starts. He says, Chochom Echod answered him, is no Eidus now. How a person is made now that he was a little kid then? Shaul, how a person can be made now that he was a kid then? Try to be made that when you signed you were a kid. How you made that you were a kid when you signed? What do you say? I was a kid when I signed. Well, you could tell me stories that you saw. A person comes to Beis Din, and he said, when I was a kid, I saw someone killed. They listen to him?
We
don't listen to them. How you can be made that when you sign you're a kid? We don't believe kids to what they say. You can't say Eidus that you're a kid. We'll get to that.
Again.
1 second. What he's saying? I want to know what he's saying. If he says that he was a little... Did he be a ches? Listen, it's a goyness. If he will say, I was a kid when I signed, we can't believe him. A person can't be made what he saw because Nusoy.
Why don't we say that go by the day
on Shkar? Well, 1 second. We don't know. We don't know what his age. It's not passable. We don't know. He has to tell us that he was a little kid then.
So let him say now how old he is.
We don't believe him.
Now, let him say how old he is.
But again, but so he wants to say that then when he signed, we can't be covered that ages, and then he was a little kid.
No, he's not saying anything about that.
He's saying that. This is how old he is.
He can't say ages that then he was a little kid. He can't say ages. I mean, I thought that he could be choiz. So what he will say? He can't say Eidus that when he signed. Listen, it's so negea. He can't say Eidus when I was a little kid I signed. A person can't say Eidus. So the only way, if he wants to pass the shtar, he says, listen, when I was a big person, I never signed. I made that all of my days that I was big, I didn't sign. Right? What? Zog the divya cheskel, okay? So lechura vaita to the kasha. So we have Eidim. We have Eidim that he didn't sign with two little kid. So you're right that we have a chazoke. But Eidim have to win the chazoke. Zogim the lomdim, and here you have to listen carefully. When he signed on the shtar, he said Eidus that he's not a little kid. Now he has a right to say Eidus fakelt or not. No. His only koyach is to be choizer and magid, to take back his Eidus. There's only one way to take back the Eidus, to pull it back, to say, when I signed, I was a little kid. If he comes and he says, when I was a big kid, I never signed. When I was a man, I never signed. That is not a chazore from the Eidus of yesterday. That lefidem haramshif, that the way of chayzer of magid is to raise the Eidus of yesterday, is only to go back and say, I'm sorry about yesterday. It never happened. But that he can't do. That is not an Eid. So that he can't do. He can't be chayzer. So b'meile, again, if he's not machzor the Eidus of yesterday, if he's not machzor the Eidus of yesterday, so he can't be choizer from the Eidus. So the only way that he could say Eidus is that he's machzor the Eidus of yesterday. So now let me get in Pamelach. I'm going to let it to Mesal of the Dvor. Again, we're going now lefidim Maram Shif. that the Eidus of yesterday will be raised. Memela, we have a kasha, now it's Eidim against Chazoke. So why is not Neman to say Ketanim Oyinu? And it is Eidim. And it's not against Eidim because he was Chayzer Umagid. I is a Chazoke, Eidim against Chazoke. Let the Eidim to win. Avad is a Chazoke, there is a Shtar. Avad is Eidim against a Chazoke. That's the kasha. This is Be'etzim the kasha of Rav Kiveiga. So Rav Kiveiga were busy on the tzad, and Rav Kiveiga learned that Alam Ola be a Trey V'Trey. Like we saw before, the Migo will help the Eidim, the whole Nuskoy is Rav Kiveiga. Comes to the Divya Cheskel and says, but if we're going like the Maram Shif, so Luchu, the Kash is a Shtarke Kash. Because the Eidus of yesterday is garnished, it's an Eidim Negin Chazok. Zog the Maram Shif, I can go back to say yesterday I was a cotton. Tchilosi Bepsul. I can be made that when I saw it I was a cotton. This is Chochem Echot. No votes. Zog the Divya Cheskel, okay. Obeza Eitze. Don't say when I signed I was a little kid. Say when I was a big, I never signed. The Teretz is, but that Eidus is not Chazore from the Shtar. And that you're not Nemon. Leman the Omar Choyzer Umagid, you don't have a chance to say another Eidus. You have a koach to take back your words. I said Eidus, that I'm a Godel? I'm saying, no, I'm a Godel. My Eidus was when I signed the Shtar, I'm a Godel. I could change my mind, I was a Godel. Oh, but that I'm not doing. That I'm not doing. So, I can't do nothing now. So, it's not even Trey V'Trey. I can't say Eidus different from what I said before. My only koyach is to race the yesterday and then to go in that shoes. But, Kozman, I'm not racing the yesterday, no one is starting to listen to me. No shaykhus. No shaykhus. So again, the Shlav Aleph. It's the Shlav Aleph in the Cheshbon of Divrei Yecheskel. Again, the Shlav Aleph of the Divrei Yecheskel is we're asking a kasha. We're getting to this kasha. Daniel, we're getting to it. In a second. Taisus is asking a kasha why we don't believe them when they're ketanim. Why we don't believe them that when they're saying ketanim? So Taisus against a chazoke. Frank, you're right that they believe them, but the chazoke says that the shtar is a good shtar. They're fighting with the chazoke. Frank, Eidim against chazoke. Eidim have to win. And we're saying now, we're going now to feed the Divya Cheskel, we're going to feed the Maram Shif. And the tzad that you chazor magid is no shtar. So the shtar is very shtar, there's no shtar. It's only a chazoke. If it's only a chazoke, lichur Eidim against chazoke, Eidim have to win. This is the kasha of the Divya Cheskel. So the Divya Cheskel, I can't be'etzem hilchis Eidus, I can't say nothing. Why I can't say nothing? Because I can't take back my Eidus. My only Eidus that I could say is what? That betur godl I didn't say. Betur godl I didn't say. Betur godl I didn't say. But to say that I signed betur cotton, I can't say. And that I can't do. To say Eidus, that when I was a godl, I didn't sign, doesn't help. I have Eidus against me. My only koyach is if I have charotah from the first thing. If I have charotah from the first thing. If I have charotah from the first thing, then I could do it. This is the tchilas advorim, the divrei Yecheskel. Now, and this, you could ask me two kashas. I want you to. One kasha, Daniel is asking here, so why Taisa had to say that I'm against a chazoke? If you don't have a cheska now, I just can't talk. I don't have a kech to be chayzer a magid. But, again, we said, to say, without racing, I can't say. Those are the yisoid. We're not arguing the yisoid. If I can't say, so I can't say. So why Taisa has to say that I'm against chazoke? Why Taisa has to say that I'm against chazoke? If this is the Avonah and Teisus, to say Eidus I can't, because I can't made what I saw when I was a little kid. To say Eidus that I didn't sign when I'm a big person, it's not called a Chazor, it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, so I don't have a Kerech to be Chayzer. If I don't have a Kerech to be Chayzer, so Stam Teis had to say, I don't have a Kerech to be Chayzer. Why Teis has to say, I'm against a Chazor? One Kasha. Second Kasha is, if you remember, we explained, when we started the sugya, we said two tzdodim. What is chayzer? On the gzeras hakosuf. One side only Gzeres HaKosuv will be one Eidus, and when I'm Choyzer will be a second Eidus. The second side is that I take back my words. We said, what was the nafkamina if I take back my words, or it's too kita Eidim? We said, if I take back my words, I don't have to be a Eid. I could just take back my words, say sorry, I didn't mean to say it. For taking back my words, I don't need to be a Eid. Remember we said that nafkamina? We said, I have to have a koyach Eidus to start. Right? We had a tzad. And we had a tzad that I don't have to have a koyach to start. So lechure, will ask a kasha. We'll ask a kasha. You're right that I can't say Eidus when I signed I was a little kid. Oh, but if Chayzer Umagid is to take back my words, if Chayzer Umagid is to take back my words, why I can't take back my words? Again, we might be two shilas. We're asking Tesis after the Shlovim of the Divrei Yecheskel. Tesis is asking Yekasha, believe me that Ktanim Oyinu. So Tesis against Chazoke. Friend of Gveger, but Eidus could win Chazoke. We said one Malach is that Rabbi Gveger learned Alamol, the first Eidus is there, the second Eidus is there, and the Mele, the Kasha is that the Chazoke could Machia. This was the way. Aber sagt Divrei Yecheskel, if we're learning Pshat, that because of Magi, the first Eidus is not there, so then for sure we have the Kasha of Rabbi Gveger Shvel. For sure we have Rabbi Gveger's Kasha Shvel. Let the Eidim to be believed against Chazoke, right? The Chazoke says that it's a Shtar, but it's Eidim that is no Shtar. Zogt the Divrei Yecheskel, but I can't say such a Eidus. So I'm not Eidim against the Chazoke. Zogt the Rai, Beseder, so say Eidus that you didn't see when you're big. Zogt that it's not an Eidus of Chazoke. So we're asking, okay, it's a Shane plan. Aber, Lechaure, take back your words. Take back your words. Take back your words. So we're asking two questions. First, take back your words. And why Tesis says that it's not against the Chazoke? These are the two kashas that we have in the Divrei Yecheskel. And both kashas be'etzem are answered minei v'bei. Both kashas are answered minei v'bei. I want that you be misboinen in the kashas that we could say the mahalach. That we'll be misboinen in the kashas that we could say the mahalach. So again, our two kashas is that we're going with the Divrei Yecheskel, that the kashas of Rabbi Gveger is an eisen kashas, that the anus of the chazore has to win the chazoke. And the answer of the Divrei Yecheskel to the kashas starts as no anus because I can't say that I'm little. Zog the Divrei Yecheskel, but say anus that you didn't see it when you're big. Zog that this is not a chazore, I don't have a koyach to do it. It's very gishmak. So let Tesis to say only that. Tesis says it's against a chazoke. And second of all, the kasha is, but I can make a chazore. Why I can't make a chazore? Let's Hashem tomorrow, we'll boy the soy space.